These skulls, the ones you've been associated with and the ones that you probably haven't even seen yet, why do you think they have these kinds of powers?
Yeah. Well, couple of reasons, actually. Some of the things have already been mentioned by the other contributors of the show. There are some qualities that are simply inherently in crystals. But there is something else to it. And, you know, my fascination, as you just described, is in subtle energies. And a lot of people say, yeah, subtle energies is something that you cannot measure scientifically. So are you not in an area where you cannot really be sure about what you really experience with them? There is a truth in that, but I like to cite a very famous scientist who said, you can not understand the universe if you only look at what he called, this was David Bohm I'm referring to, if you look only at what he called the explicate order, that means everything that is manifest, what we call the physical reality. He said we need to include in an equal way that what we call the subtle energies, that what is not yet manifested or maybe never will manifest it. Without studying subtle energies, we will never understand how the universe works. And as a scientist, that really, really hit me. But yeah, then you come into the point of how do you do that? Well, then you come to things like what Kirby was referring to, intuition and other aspects, and that is not scientific. But it is so amazing that when people start working with crystal skulls, they will all, independent of their background, begin to realize there is something with them. They experience things, and we have already heard a number of examples from that. Then people get into some experience. Now, why is that? Well, in the first place, it is because there is energy connected with. We heard that. But they have so many different qualities that we now slowly begin to understand that help us actually as a human being to get more activated in our potential. For example, they work directly on our brain frequencies, stimulating those frequencies that we usually don't use so often, and we call that meditative states. By doing that, they really awaken a potential that allows then people to experience more of these interesting tools. And what I've noticed over time, and I'm pretty critical in many ways, is that crystal skulls, I now dare to say, is one of the most powerful tools to help us in our, you can say, spiritual evolution. I was really, really amazed by one of the carvers. He said, basically, I can carve any crystal skull. But what I cannot do is create the energy that specifically the ancient and the older crystal skulls have.
Exactly.
He said, I cannot bring that in. You know, I can create the physical form. And this person has created a skull that has an equally beauty to the Mitchell Hedges, but it's a contemporary skull. And he admitted that he could not create that energy. But there is something fascinating, and I like to share that because it may help to the listeners to understand that crystal skulls are different from crystals. If you ask a carver, and I'm not talking about the mass-producing carvers, but people who really, from a connection, are carving, you know, like they say, the crystal is telling me what form I need to carve out of that crystal. I talk about that kind of carvers. They tell all the same story. They say that at the moment that in the crystal, you bring in the ice, it doesn't necessarily have to have already the nice round form. In that moment, they all experience a shift in energy. And it is interesting that studying with different psychic people, looking at the changes in crystals and crystal skulls, something happens in the moment that you bring the ice in. Well, some people say it is because the skull is like a matrix. At the moment that it is the basis of the matrix is present, you get a shift in the energy because the crystal literally plugs into the field, and you can call it the collective field of crystal skulls. You know, like we have a human collective consciousness field, all the information of a certain type of energies, like a crystal skull, will be gathered into a field as well. That shift is something that people who are sensitive, like the sensitive carvers, will absolutely, undoubtedly tell you about.